Abstract levels. To summarize deep learning, we can simply say that deep learning methods use various layer units and both supervised and unsupervised learning of various data feature representations is shown in each of these layers. Layers further form a hierarchical structure, which is in the form from lower to higher level features. Layers that are formed in a non-linear manner and their composition mainly depends on which problem is going to be solved. A diagram shows deep learning at the top, feeding to three branches. Branch 1 is input nodes, branch 2 is hidden nodes, branch 3 is output nodes. There are various features which have been used in order to solve deep learning problems. This book is focused on convolutional layers that are used in different fields, including computer vision, audio recognition, various image effects, and others. As soon as we get familiar with deep learning and neural networks in general, we are going to see most typical applications of a convolutional neural network. And there will be more word of it in the next chapters. Deep learning methods lie under an assumption that hidden level representations in gathered data are in fact